It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, at this time or any time, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, believing that it's late, but it's not too late. Good to have you listening in on this Tuesday, and I'm just going to spend time today just praying with those of you that really need a miracle in your life. I'm going to pray for those of you that are having a difficult day, just having a difficult day. And I'm just believing in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit's just going to come and minister to you right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just pray for this broadcast. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on BPN Radio. And we just pray that you would anoint this broadcast, anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, our hearts to receive, whatever you want to say to us in Jesus' name. And I pray that you would anoint me, Holy Spirit, today to pray the prayer of faith. You said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And so I just pray in Jesus' name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on this Tuesday on BPN by the blood of Jesus. By the name of Jesus, we come, Father God, into your presence. Thankful, Lord, for the name of Jesus. For you have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus everything shall bow, every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. And we know there's power in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Jesus, that you said, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to send another comforter, the paraclete, which will be with you, abide with you, and you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So we just declare in the name of Jesus today, there's power in that name, and there's power in prayer. And so in the name of Jesus, I'm just praying for you today. First of all, for those of you that are having a difficult day, you may be facing surgery. You may be in tremendous pain. Maybe somebody has walked out on you. Maybe you have made two or three attempts to get your day going, and it seems like that nothing seems to work. And, you know, we can just have these type of times, these type of days, where it just seems like nothing seems to be working out, and you're being challenged on every hand. Maybe you're in pain. Maybe you're trying to live up to that restricted diet that you're on, and you're being deprived of some foods that you really like, and you just say, well, I'm just so hungry. And but maybe you have been put on a diet by a physician, your doctor. There's only certain things that you can eat. Maybe there's just a lot of pain and grief. It's in your heart. I'm going to pray for you in the name of Jesus. Sikobrete roto semeshibikite maroto sibri shamata labre uterbisikinde mesebro shamata labre uta. I love to pray in the Holy Ghost. I love to pray in the Spirit. Paul said, I'm going to pray with my understanding, then I'm going to pray in the Spirit. I'm going to pray in English, and I'm going to pray in tongues. I intercede right now for those of you that need prayer today. You know, I've just opened the microphone, and I tried today prior to the broadcast to write down some notes, to get some things lined up, maybe get some songs ready. But it just seems like that nothing seems to come together, except that I'm just opening the microphone today, and I'm praying for those of you, particularly those of you that are having a difficult day. And I don't know what kind of circumstances that you are facing, or circumstances that are in motion in your life, but I want to tell you that Jesus loves you. I love you. Jesus loves you, and he cares. And he definitely understands what is happening in your life. And I pray for you right now. I pray that Jesus would come and just touch you. I pray the Holy Ghost would minister to you right now. The power of the Holy Spirit would be at work in your life. And that you would receive the ministry of Jehovah Shalom today. He is our peace. He is your peace. And I pray in Jesus' name that you would receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit, great peace. And those of you that are very troubled today, it just seems like you can't get started today. Nothing appears to be going right, and the warranty has run out on your vehicle, and you need your vehicle repaired. There's major repairs that need to be made. Whatever's happening in your life, I pray for you right now. I pray in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit would come and would just minister to you in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that are trying to complete a project today and just can't get the project completed. It just seems like it will not come together. Why don't you just put things aside? And those of you that are trying to write, but your thoughts won't come today, your thoughts won't come together, I pray for you right now. Maybe you just need to take a break. I just hear the Holy Ghost. You know, sometimes when I laugh, people think I'm, if you don't know me, not being around me in my ministry, you think that I'm laughing at this, at whatever you're going through. But I laugh when I feel the Holy Ghost moving on me. I love the Holy Ghost. And when I feel him beginning to work in people, work in my life, work through me, then just the spirit of laughter comes upon me. And I declare today that somebody somebody needs to take a break. Give it a break. Give it a break. And just shut it down. Shut the computer down. Don't shut this broadcast down yet. Wait till I get finished. But get ready to take a break. And when you get up tomorrow, you're going to be rested. And sometimes when you get real tired, sometimes when you've overextended yourself and you've stretched yourself out too thin, you just need to give yourself a break. Give it a break and close the door and leave it until tomorrow. You say, well, I've got these deadlines. Well, why don't you just ask for grace concerning a deadline and just say to the person, you know, I'm not going to be able to meet the deadline. I just need some help. I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Pray for that person that's listening today. You just can't concentrate. It just seems like nothing comes. Why don't you just give it a break? I pray for you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that just feel like everything is falling in on you. And it's like, God, I just can't handle any more. There's so much on me today. I just can't handle any more. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. And I declare that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And I pray for you right now that the Holy Spirit would just come and would minister rest, would minister peace to your spirit. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that you just have this heaviness in your life and you just can't seem to shake it. Just can't seem to shake it. And you just keep going through this, these feelings of bleakness and sorrow and sometimes you just have these feelings of being so sad. And you just say, I don't know where all of it's coming from, but I just feel so sad in my spirit. I feel so heavy. I pray for you right now. Briku, mandala brote, ashiku, terebisiki, brande, shikaterebiketa. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I pray for that person today that you're just keeping everything on the inside. And you just say, I just wish I had somebody that I could talk to. I just wish I had somebody that I could give expression to of how I feel on the inside. And I try to pretend that I'm happy. I try to pretend that everything is going right in my life. But I just have these things in my spirit that I just really need to talk to someone about. I've been talking to Jesus, and I know he hears me. I just need a person that I can talk to. I need a friend. Lord, I pray for those today that are listening to BPN Radio, and they need a friend that they can talk to, that they can share with. And they don't need a counselor. They don't need someone to tell them what to do, or they don't need another opinion. But they do need a listening ear and someone that would just listen and say, I understand, and I'm praying for you. And here's my phone number. You can call me anytime, day or night. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name for those people listening today on this Tuesday. They just need a friend to listen to them. They don't need a counselor. They don't need instructions. They don't need any more opinions. And some of them really don't even need any more scripture. They just need a friend who will listen to them and say, okay, I understand. I understand. And here's my number. And anytime, day or night, you need me, you can call me. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray for those people out there that just need a friend. They need a friend. And I just ask, Lord, that you just give them a special friend in their lives. Ask, Lord, that you set up a divine appointment and a divine connection for their lives. Lord, I pray for the people that are listening today, and I'm just praying in the Spirit today. I'm just asking you, Holy Spirit, to guide me on this Tuesday broadcast. I'm praying for those people that have listened today. They have such pain in their heart. They have such grief. They've been rejected. They've been left alone. They have been stood up and stood down and mocked and just hurt, just pain in their heart by people that they loved, by people they thought that loved them, and people that were considerate. Lord, I pray for people that are having a lot of pain in their heart because people have been so inconsiderate. Lord, help us to measure our words. Help us to measure what we say to other people. Help us to be sensitive, Lord, to other people's feelings. In Jesus' name, what we say to them, what we write to them, what we post, what the words, that the way that we posture the words, help us to be considerate. In Jesus' name, I pray for the people with pain in their heart today because of people that have been inconsiderate toward them, rejected, ejected, stood up, stood down, mocked, a recipient of words that have been hurtful, painful. I just pray in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, that you minister to these people. And one would say to another, what are these wounds in your hand? And they would respond, I got these wounds in the house of my friends. And you know, sometimes we can just be hurt because of the words. And I keep, the Holy Spirit keeps reminding me of that one word, in consideration, not being considerate of somebody's feelings. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for you today. If that's you that I'm talking to, I pray for you in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit would just come and minister to your life. I pray for those of you that would love to get married. You would love to have a husband or a wife. And particularly for you ladies that would like to have a husband. And you just say, I've been praying for a godly husband, a godly man. I pray for you right now. I do believe that it's the will of God that a person marries and is able to have children and bring children into the family, into the home, and be able to have the laughter of little children running around, watch them grow up, watch them compete, watch them get married, eventually have produce grandchildren. In Jesus' name, I pray that God will send the right person into your life, the right man, the right woman. In Jesus' name, that God would give you a godly marriage, that He would give you the desires of your heart. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, I pray for that lady out there whose husband has committed suicide, taken his own life, and the pain and the sorrow that she's experiencing. The self-blame, what could I have done? Could I have done more? I just pray for you right now in Jesus' name. And for the sadness and sorrow and how could he have done this to himself, and how could he have done this to me, and how could he have done this to our family? And these questions may never be answered, but I pray for you right now. And I know that those that are listening today are agreeing with me in prayer concerning these situations. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just come and comfort this particular lady today that just needs the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Comfort her, minister to her family. I pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. We trust you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Just sometimes we have no one to turn to, Lord, except you. And I just ask God that you come and minister to people that feel all alone today, and they feel they feel that they need to get restarted, but they don't know where to restart. I pray for you today. Just sense the Holy Spirit is speaking to people that says, I need to get restarted, but I don't know where. I honestly don't know where to restart. I pray for you now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That the Holy Spirit would minister to you and give you a restarting place in your life. In Jesus' name. I pray for those of you today that your marriage is just a marriage of existence, and the romance left a long time ago, and there's no romance left, there's no love, there's no affection, and I pray for that woman today that is considering getting a divorce because there just has not been affection in a long, long time. Your husband provides for you. He has a good job, and you have lots of materialism around you, but you just miss loving arms around you. You miss affection. You miss someone telling you how wonderful you are, how much you are loved. I'm not talking about a husband that may be having an adulterous relationship with another woman. I'm just talking about a woman that your husband is so consumed with his work, so consumed with his business, so consumed with the many details of his organization that he has very little time for you. You just feel so empty inside. And even today, as I pray, you're contemplating a divorce. I pray for you right now. I pray the Holy Spirit would come and would heal your marriage in Jesus' name, and would touch you in the name of the Lord. I pray for those of you that are listening today, and you just feel like that life has passed you by, and you feel like that there's really not any more to live for. You feel that you have lost your purpose, you've lost your direction, and you really do not know where that place of fulfillment is. And you're still struggling. You see other people enjoying life. You see other people being fulfilled in what they are doing for the Lord, what they're doing as far as the will, plan, and purpose of God is. But you just can't seem to find that place. But I know there is that hope for you. I know there is. I know there is. And I know that that you have been born with a purpose. And somewhere you lost your way. But I believe that God wants to help redefine your path and redefine what you're supposed to do. And you got to know that we're not like the cat with nine lives. We only have one life to live. And I pray for you today. I pray that you'll find purpose in your life. In Jesus' name. You know, several weeks ago, my spiritual grandson, Leland, who sings the theme song here on BPN Radio, we were ministering in Austin, Texas together. And I shared the story of when I was a little boy and my mother had put a motto on the wall, and the motto said these words: only one life, It will soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. And I shared that story while Leland and I were ministering together several weeks ago in Austin. And Leland began to write a song. And this is an unedited version of the song, but he began to write the song and to sing the song at that very night. Only one life, it will soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. And I want Leland to sing that song today. And I believe the Holy Spirit's going to minister to you, and I'm going to be back to pray with you. So here's Leland.
Would you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you? Sing it one more time, Leland. One more time. Can you say yes to God? Sing it one more time.
We have only one life, and it soon will pass. But only what's done for Christ will last. Will you use me, Lord? Riches and houses, riches and houses, cars and land will all pass away, but my life will stand, Jesus. Will you use me, Lord, for your glory, for your glory, Jesus, for your glory.
Can anybody say yes?
We say yes, Lord. We say yes. Will you use me, Lord?
Okay, there's my spiritual grandson, Leland. Only one life, it will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. And Father, I just pray right now, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, that you would just come and just minister to people that are looking for purpose. Purpose as they say yes to the will, plan, and purpose of God for their lives, yes. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord, to your will.
Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen.
In my life.
Thank you, Lord.
I say yes.
We say yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just pray for you today, those of you that just need to say yes to the will, plan, and purpose of God. You only have one life. It will soon be passed. And I just want to pray for you. Now, I want to say this to you, because I believe there are people that are listening today here on BPN Radio, and you feel bound by a certain prophetic word that has been spoken over you in times past, and that word has entangled you and entrapped you, and you feel like that prophecy was a command, a demand from the Lord. And because you have not done that, because you've not been able to fulfill that, because you've not been able to go there and be that, you sense somehow in your spirit that you have failed God, you've disappointed God, you failed yourself, and you live you live under that condemnation, but you must understand that there is no, in Him, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And I'm sure that includes you. And so many times we have the wrong perspective concerning prophetic ministry. You know, one time I prophesied over a man that God was going to give he and his wife a house. And I described the house. And he said when I got finished, he said, "I don't want that house." And he knew where the house was. He said, "I don't want the house." And you know what? It was okay. It was okay. Because just because he got a prophetic word that the Lord wanted to give him that house, that was no sign that he had to accept it. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. In the book of Acts, the Bible said, "And it seemed good to us and to the Holy Ghost." In one place it said, "It just seemed good to us." It seemed good to the Holy Spirit. So you must understand that you are not bound by a prophetic word, that a prophetic word, a prophecy, reveals opportunities. It reveals open spaces. It reveals tremendous possibilities. But it does not come with a yoke-bearing, heavy load that you have to contend with for days or weeks or months or even years. And so I declare that it must seem good to you and the Holy Ghost. And so I just declare that in the name of Jesus, if you're bound by a certain prophetic word, that bondage is broken in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I have a spiritual son who was in a large meeting, and the evangelist said to him, "I'm prophesying over you that your wife is in this building tonight. Your future wife is in this building tonight." And he shared the story with me. He said, after the meeting was over, this woman comes up to me and she says, "I'm the one that the man of God was talking about. The Holy Ghost spoke to me and said that I am going to be your wife. I am the one." And he said to me, because she came up to me and responded that she was the one that the man of God had prophesied about, he said, "I entered into marriage with that lady. Even though I did not love her, even though I had major doubts and reservations, even the night before we got married," he said, "I still felt bound because I wanted to please God. I did not want to displease God, because the evangelist, the service that I was in, because he gave me that prophetic word and the woman came up to me, I felt that I was bound by that prophetic word of her saying, the Holy Ghost spoke to me that I'm the one." And that did not end good. That did not. That marriage to that woman did not end well. And he's still suffering, even though he's no longer married to her. He's still suffering the ill effects of the damage that was done because he felt that he was bound by a prophetic word. And so I'm just telling you today that if you have received prophetic words in the past and you feel that you are bound to those words, I declare in Jesus' name that you're released. And because I know that's not the way the Holy Spirit operates. I've been in ministry 49 years. In June of 1966, when David Wilkerson, the prophet from New York City, came to our church in Wichita Falls, Texas, and he was finished preaching, and I got down on my knees. I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, "Son, I want you to preach my gospel." But then he said, Will you preach my gospel? Listen to me. The Holy Ghost did not demand me or command me to be a preacher. He said, "I want you to preach my gospel. will you preach my gospel? And there are some of you that feel like in times past that you've been called to preach, or you've been called to a certain mission field, or you have been called to a certain assignment, and you did not obey according to what your perspective is, and you did not respond, and you did not go to maybe the furthermost parts of Africa that was prophesied to you, or you did not respond to preaching the gospel, and you still carry that heavy burden and feelings of resentment toward yourself and resentment toward God because you felt like that God maybe was unreasonable. I just declare you're free from that. You're getting free from that. And I don't know it all, but as a prophetic voice in this nation for many years, I'm declaring to you that I have seen the damage of prophetic words in people's lives that are very tragic. People marrying the wrong person because someone came and said, I have a word from God for you that you are to marry this person. Or somebody said to you, I have a word from God that you're to marry me. Like I told the story, my friend. Or maybe you got a word that you were to quit your job and go into full-time ministry. And it didn't go well. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. I pray for you. I pray for the pain that has been caused because of what should have been a blessing. I'm talking about the prophetic ministry to your life has turned out to be heart-wrenching and gut-wrenching and disappointing. And some of you have just wandered far away from God because you felt like that the word of the Lord, the prophecy, or what somebody spoke to you, you could have not been able to live up to it. And you just feel like, man, I've disappointed God. I've disappointed myself. I've disappointed everybody around me. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Because I declare that's not the way that God operates. Does he call? Does he call? Yes, he does call. He does call. But we must respond. And if you feel like that you have missed the will of God, maybe you missed the call of God, maybe you were disobedient, maybe you were, but we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I pray for you on this broadcast today. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I pray for you right now. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to minister to you in Jesus' name. For those of you that just have these deep, deep, deep-seated feelings that I've missed God, I've disappointed God, God is disappointed in me, I really can't have a relationship with God because every time I start to have a relationship with Him or talk to Him, I come with feelings of inferiority and feelings of helplessness and hopelessness and just can't come with boldness because I just believe that I let God down. In Jesus' name, I pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus. Kibro shikarabakata. Ibo sombatoshibakata. And whatever God asks you to do, it needs to seem good to you and the Holy Ghost. Even Saul of Tarsus, when he had that encounter with Jesus that he talks about and testified and rehearsed on several occasions, even when he had the encounter with Jesus, he just said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And I'm all ready. I'm ready to do it. So it seemed good to Saul of Tarsus as well as to Jesus. And you must understand that the will, plan, and purpose of God is a mutual agreement that we come into. But once we know that it's God and we say we'll do it, not being coerced are not being having our arms twisted because of some prophetic word or somebody that had some type of dream that they have interpreted themselves. Not because of that, but because God spoke to us and we have said, "Yes, Lord, I know that you, and I'm going to obey you, and I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continue." There's a difference. But you must know there's a fine line between your voice and God's voice, your voice and the devil's voice, a fine line between God's voice and Satan's voice. That's why you need to go to people that you trust and say, "Is this God? Is this really God? Is this the way God works? I need some confirmation." And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid today to turn aside. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Because it may not be too late. It may not be too late. And I pray for those of you today that you're about to make the wrong decision. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, there's some people on this Tuesday, you're about to make a wrong decision in your life. You're about to take a wrong turn. And you have been deceived by somebody that had a twisted interpretation of a dream that maybe you had, and they've given you a twisted interpretation. Or maybe they had a dream concerning you, and they're even trying to give the interpretation for you to try to get you to make a decision that you do not have peace about. I pray for you today on this Tuesday on BPN Radio. A friend of mine said to me one day, I was performing a wedding, and we used to, when we performed weddings, we would say things like, "Does anyone know of just cause why this man and this woman should not be married today?" And my friend said he made that announcement, and when he made the announcement, the bride-to-be's brother stood up and said, "I have just cause why they should not be married." And my friend who was conducting the wedding said, "Well, tell me about it." He said, "Well, I talked with my sister today, and she said, I wish I could back out of this marriage, this wedding ceremony. I don't have a peace about marrying this man, but I feel like we've already made the plans, and we've already got sent out the invitations. We've already had the cake prepared, and the ceremony is ready. People are coming. Family members have come from out of town. The reception is being readied and prepared." And she said to me, my sister said to me, "I really don't have a peace about this marriage, but I just feel like I'm trapped and can't back out." And so my friend who was conducting the wedding turned to the bride-to-be and said, "Is this true?" And she said, "Yes, it's very true." And so my friend who was conducting the wedding said, "I turned to the congregation of people that had come for the wedding, and I said to them, I cannot continue with this wedding ceremony. I cannot continue with this wedding today because this bride has reservations about this marriage. And it's better to back away now and disappoint maybe her husband-to-be and those of you that have come today. But it's better to act now than to spend the rest of her life feeling that she made a mistake." So he said, "I'm going to invite everybody to be dismissed, and there's a reception. You can go back and have some cake, but this marriage ceremony is called off today." And he said that couple went their way, and she married someone else, and her life continues on. So I'm praying for those of you that are about to make a mistake today. You're listening to my voice. it may or may not be marriage. It may be a surgery that you don't have a peace about. My wife, Jean, was going to have surgery in 2004. And pastor friends of ours came and said, "Do you have peace about this surgery?" And she said, "No, I don't." It may be a surgery that you need to call off. It may be an engagement that you need to call off. It may be a relationship with a person that you're not romantically involved with, but you don't have a peace about that relationship, and you need to call it off. And maybe you've received some unwise counsel, and someone has given you some counsel on what you need to do, but you don't have a peace about it. Then you don't need to violate your conscience. You don't need to violate what you know is right. You don't need to violate your peace. And because of that, you're about to make a wrong decision. You know, there may be those of you out there today, and I'm praying for you, that you're in the process of buying the wrong house. And you know, you can commit yourself to a 15-year loan, a 30-year loan, and purchase a house, live in a house that God never intended you to live in. You know, several years ago, Gene and I were going to buy this beautiful home out in the countryside. This was quite a few years ago. We really loved the house, and Gene loved the house. And we had a realtor who was a friend of ours. And he kept, you know, most realtors, they want to sell a house. But he kept saying to us, you know, "Pastor, I really don't feel like that is your house." And at one point he was even saying, "I'm not going to sell you that house." But we just kept saying, "No, we want that house." And one day I went to my office. I was the pastor of a church in Oklahoma City. And I went to my office, and as I was sitting at my desk, I looked down, and almost a brand new pair of shoes, that was a very good brand of shoes, the top part of that shoe was peeled back, and I was surprised that the peeling that I thought was genuine leather was coming off the top of my shoe. And as I was looking there in amazement and surprise, I heard the Holy Ghost say to me, just as you thought that shoe was genuine, just as you thought that pair of shoes was the one you were supposed to buy, but it turned out just the opposite. He said, "That is the way it is with this home you're trying to buy. You're trying to force it to happen, and just because you wanted the shoes, and the top is coming off one of the shoes, and it was not the genuine deal like you thought it was. That's exactly what's happening with your house. What you think the house is not the way the house is." So I knew immediately that the Holy Spirit was intervening. There was a divine intervention happening, and I went home immediately. I drove home to where we were living, and when I went into the house, Jean was crying, and I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "The Holy Spirit just spoke to me that that's not our house." And I said, "Well, that's exactly what he said to me a few minutes ago. We did not buy that house. And in just a few months, the interest rates went up on that particular house. And within another few months, the Lord transferred us into another geographical location, moved us to Rockwall, Texas, where God opened a whole new season." You know, we could have missed the will of God because we could have said, "Well, we've bought this house, and the house is now upside down. We can't leave the house," and I might not have been talking to you today if that had been the case. But God gave us divine intervention, even through a shoe. You know, God can speak through a donkey if he wants to. He can speak through a shoe if he wants to. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying that some of you, you're about to make a wrong choice. You're about to make a wrong turn. And some of you, it even involves the house. And I'm not saying that everyone is listening today that is contemplating buying a house. This word is for you. It's just maybe for one person or two persons. But somebody's about to make the wrong decision in a house purchase. I believe there's somebody that, and I pray for you to make the right choice. And if you have a reservation about that, put it on the table. Don't run the red light in order to fulfill what you believe that you would desire to have at this moment, whether it be a certain person that you want to marry and it's not the will of God, or a certain house that you want to buy, it's not the will of God, even a certain car that you want to buy. You know, years ago, Gene and I were going to buy this brand new car. And I went to the banker and to get the loan. And he said to me, "Pastor, I'm not going to loan you money on that car." He said, "I would loan you some money on this model of car." And I was furious. And I thought, how dare you try to tell me what brand of car, what model of car that I'm going to buy, and that you'll just loan me money for a certain type of car. And so I changed my bank account, went over to a neighboring bank. They loaned me the money on the vehicle. I bought the sleek black and shiny car. And it was the worst car that I've ever owned. It was what they would call a Friday afternoon lemon, because everything seemingly that could go wrong went wrong with that car. And I regretted by running the stop sign, running the red light. Even the banker was trying to speak to me, "That is not a good car for you." But I refused to listen. And it may be that somebody that's listening today, you're about to buy the wrong automobile. I pray for you right now. Before you go and get yourself in debt, or before you spend money that you should not be spending on that automobile, I pray for you. And if that's not the will of God, that God will intervene in Jesus' name. I'm praying for someone that you're about to leave your job for what you think is a better job. I'm just praying for you right now because I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. You're about to leave your job because it's better pay. It appears to be better perks, better benefits. But down the road, it's not going to turn out well. It's not going to be good. And I believe the Holy Spirit has already been speaking to you, because even at night you wake up thinking, "Am I making the right decision?" But when you go and look at it on paper, it appears to be the right choice. But I pray for you right now, in Jesus' name, that you'll reconsider your decision, even though it may appear that better hours, better benefits. God knows the future. And he wants to intervene on your behalf to keep you from making the wrong choice. There's some of you today, and I pray for that person today about to make the wrong choice concerning transferring jobs. And I pray for those of you today, someone that's listening today is about to make the wrong choice by departing from the church where God has planted you. And, you know, sometimes through disappointment, we can leave a church. Maybe somebody has said something concerning the pastor, the leadership. It's got in your craw. Maybe you have been offended, or maybe you have taken up an offense. And you're about to make a wrong choice. Those who be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of their God. And I can look back many years ago, before Gene and I were ever called into the ministry. You know, we were attending an on-fire, red-hot, Holy Ghost revival church, and we had some friends that began to make some comments concerning our pastor. And one Sunday night, on the way to church, I said to Gene, why don't we visit another church? I just feel discouraged. I feel I just got some things, some concerns in my spirit. Why don't we just go visit another church and maybe find another church to attend? But my wise wife, my wise woman, Mrs. America, Chloe Jean Gentry, said, no, Dale, I believe that God has us attending this church, and I don't think we ought to make that decision to depart. It wasn't too long before a prophet, the name of David Wilkerson, came to our church and preached, and God called me to preach. I could have been to a place where I'd never entered the ministry if the Holy Spirit hadn't have intervened and spoken to my wife. We need to make right choices. And I pray for you today that you'll make right choices in your life, even concerning your church, your job, whatever it might be. In Jesus' name, that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life today. And I know this has been kind of an unusual broadcast, but I've just opened my heart to you today, unrehearsed, and prayed for you. Only one life, it will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Making wrong choices can set us back, detour us, cause us to lose weeks, months, years of opportunities that we may have had otherwise. So I pray that you'll make right choices. You'll pray it through. You'll get other people's counsel. In Jesus' name. If you want to make a donation to Breakout Prayer Network, you go to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. Go down to the donate button, and you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, and you can also make a check payable to Breakout Prayer Network, and there's the address there on that donate button. We appreciate you listening today. Thank you for praying with me here on BPN Radio. I want you to have a good day. Know that God has a wonderful plan for your life, and the one that's brought you this far is going to continue to help you to go a little farther. Have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.